And the time is 4:43. You're listening to All Things Considered on Illinois Public Media News. I'm Reginald Hardwick, and we are live. We're going to update you a little bit on the severe weather threat. As we know, there's a severe thunderstorm watch now for Champaign, Douglas, Coles, and Vermilion County. And joining me on line right now is IPM meteorologist Ed Kieser. What else are we seeing out there, Ed?
We're seeing some scattered thunderstorms in Champaign County moving toward the southeast. They're mostly now to the southeast of I-57. None of them are severe at the moment. The storms that we're watching are up to the north. Looks like a pretty strong thunderstorm, which has a tornado warning out for it, is moving into northern Iroquois County right now and is moving into the Chabance and Clifton areas. There's no confirmed tornado, but there is rotation showing up on the radar. So a tornado warning is in effect for that area. And there also may be some straight line strong winds up to 70 miles per hour with those storms. So that's what we're watching right now. And those storms are going to be over the next hour moving southeastward through northern and eastern Iroquois County and on into western parts of Indiana. And that seems to be where the strongest storms are at the moment. So nothing severe in our immediate area, but those listening in to the north, up as you head up toward the Chicago area, that's where the storms are the strongest at the moment. And as you mentioned, there is a severe thunderstorm watch out for much of the area until 9 p.m., including Champaign, Vermilion, Iroquois, Douglas, Coles, and Edgar counties. So those areas on eastward into Indiana under a severe thunderstorm watch. We also have an extreme heat warning in effect until 9 p.m. Some of the cloud cover from storms in the area have knocked the temperature down a little bit, still 87 degrees at Willard Airport. The dew point temperature is way up at 78 degrees. That means the air is very humid. So the heat index right now is 100 degrees. So it's very hot and humid out there right now.
And I understand, just looking at the radar, that it seems to be a lot of showers in Champaign County. Again, are they more in the strong variety but not severe?
Yeah, right now they're not even causing borderline severe winds. There's more just downpours. There's a storm right over Champaign right now and parts of Urbana. More storms are to the northeast around Gifford to Royal and then down toward Homer. And those storms are moving into the southern parts of Champaign County as well. So if you're around Tolono and Philo and Pisotum, also over toward Broadlands, you'll be getting a storm pretty soon here. And they're moving into western Vermilion County as well. We also have another storm that has a lot of rain, downpours right now between Monticello and Seymour, and that's heading into the southwest part of Champaign County toward Ivesdale and Sadorus.
And I understand earlier today, you know, there's been a lot of different chats. I've been looking at Facebook that, you know, was kind of uncertain about what was going to happen. What were some of the reasons for that?
Well, the uncertainty is more with finding the areas where the air is going to lift enough to create the storms. The triggering areas are kind of messy, as I'd like to say. The one thing for sure out there is there's a lot of instability with the hot, humid air. And we're also on the borderline of that hot, humid air where these storms are coming in from the northwest. They're what we sometimes call ridge riders or storms that ride the ring of fire. And we're on the edge of the very hot dome of air that's over the central part of the U.S. So the ingredients there for severe storms include the very unstable air. And also there's some strong enough winds aloft, but the lifting mechanisms that we refer to when we're studying storms are kind of murky. Finding the trigger points is hard with this system.
Great. Again, severe thunderstorm watch here in Champaign County. And again, Ed, real quickly, in Kankakee County, tornado warning?
Yeah, and in northern Iroquois County. So around Chabance, Ashcombe, and Clifton. Just pay close attention to the weather here over the next 15 to 30 minutes.
Okay, thank you. That was meteorologist Ed Kieser, and he'll be standing by with us all afternoon in case any of the weather conditions change here. And we will also have an update in local news coming up at 5:01 on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9. And of course, you can track all of this also on ipmnewsroom.org. We're continuing to follow the weather here, which is certainly disruptive to severe in some cases. Thanks for listening.
When local stories break, you need a newsroom you can trust. Illinois Public Media is proud to be named the best small market radio station of the year by the Illinois News Broadcasters.
Okay, thank you, Ed. Sorry, there's a lot of... Thank you, Ed. There's a lot of buttons there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not like the old days where you have a master control room operator handling all the buttons.
In fact, I've asked if they can put a switch in here in Studio A. So when I'm just by myself, like right now.
Used to have a switch in the weather office, actually, where I could seize control, just flip the switch and take over. And that was in the later years when they were already downsizing the staff and master control was starting to not be manned 24/7.
Stand by. I'm going to turn the AS back on for AM, but hold on.